morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this Monday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday morning. Oh, it's a magnificent day, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend and had a chance to maybe unplug a little bit, do something refreshing, maybe take a walk, go for a little jog, enjoy nature. Whatever you did, I hope you do really do feel refreshed. I know I do this morning. We had an opportunity, believe it or not, maybe you heard me talk about it last week, like a needle in a haystack trying to find a place to camp. Over the weekend, we found one spot for one night along the Salettes Bay. I think I'm saying that right. Right off of Lincoln City, kind of tucked in the mountainous region right on the river there. And it was a beautiful, beautiful campground, Sunset Campground, I believe is the name of it. And the host there, Tom, extremely delightful and just a fun opportunity to meet some new neighbors. And what I loved about getting away again, now for the second weekend, you get to kind of get unplugged to what's going on around and get refreshed, get refocused so we can go back in it this week, right? And be a part of the solution of everything that's going on. And just taking a deep breath and enjoying was so nice. And it rained. It was interesting. It rained overnight and it wasn't even in the forecast. You know how it is, that light dewy rain in Oregon, not a downpour like I'm used to in other parts of the country. In fact, over the weekend, I think again in South Dakota, where my family's from, they got big hailstones, more than golf ball size, incredible, interesting weather in that part of the country. But it was a beautiful morning and the clouds cleared and we went to the beach and put our chairs out there and watched the sun burn off the clouds and had a great weekend. So that was an update from our weekend. And I want to tell you, there are so many things going on in the headlines right now. And the thing that I'm mostly interested in wondering how you're doing, I want to do a check-in with you this morning. How are you doing with the whole mask issue? And where are you at with it? And I know I'm struggling personally because I cannot wear that mask very long. I have a breathing thing, and if I wear it too long, I get lightheaded and and I don't know the medical reasons necessarily, but the mask thing is on many levels disturbing to me. Had a beautiful opportunity to go to the Gate Foundation, the Gate Youth opening on Friday in Independence, Monmouth, Oregon. We did a ribbon cutting there and such a wonderful youth center. It's been a 15-year project. The event was outdoors. Everybody was properly spaced, but everybody's wearing a face mask. And right now in Oregon, right now, this moment, the only requirement or strong suggestion, the governor wants us to have it when we're indoors. And everybody was outdoors and wearing a mask except for me and maybe one or two others. But there's a handful, I'd say probably maybe 100 people plus there. And then everywhere I go, outside driving, people are jogging wearing their masks, in their car wearing their masks. They're by themselves. You know, I've personally gone into several stores and I've only had one or two people kind of motion to me about, well, where's my mask, you know, and I'm polite and I respond accurately. But I'm not convinced about this whole mask thing. And so about a week ago, we were able to connect with a wonderful friend of mine, Dr. Pat Castle, and he is the founder of the Life Runner organization. And he and I have worked in various ways on the front lines, working to protect, guard, and encourage life on all levels. And I got to be his honorary commander when he was in the Air Force, stationed at Ellsworth Air Force Base. And how this worked is he was there at the base, and I, part of the chamber, they have this program that they connect with someone in the community to come on to the base and be encouragement. to the folks on there that are serving. And so we had quite a teamwork thing going on. And Dr. Pat Castle has an incredible medical history. And we got to talking kind of offline about the mask issue. And I'm going to bring him online now. He's on the air with me. Good morning, Dr. Pat Castle. How are you?
Good morning, Stacy.
So glad to have you on the line. And I'm so glad, you know, here you are again, bringing information and bringing assistance to help me kind of walk through some of the struggle that I'm having and some of the, it's been, I can't even explain it. It's like I just see people. I feel like I'm a salmon swimming upstream, a bunch of people coming at me with these masks and things. And it feels like it's kind of like, you know, how we were all watching everybody with their heads down in their cell phone, or we go to a conference and we look around and everybody's in their cell phone. And it's like gone from the cell phone drone, you know, just that, you know, here we are, we're zombies in a sense, now to the mask, and you're missing the smiles. And so can you help us understand, give us your background, and then we'll dive into it a little deeper.
Yes. So, you know, I think we'll just capture this hour together and really under the guise of truth and perspective and faith and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start with the truth. And the truth is about the science behind what's going on with the mask and what their purpose is, what their effectiveness is. And for just a little credibility statement, when I was active duty Air Force, one of my jobs, I had oversight of all the gas mask fit testing for the bases that I served. So that fell under bioenvironmental engineering. So OSHA EPA work, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare protection. And so how effective a mask is for your respiratory system is something that I'm trained in. It's one of my areas of expertise. And so we just need to start by how effective are the masks? And the mask does not protect the person wearing it from COVID, period, end dot. It's not sealed. The little homemade mask, even the ones they hand out as you go into appointments, the only masks that are going to protect you with wearing it from a hazard are ones that seal. So the N95 mask, when properly worn, can seal and can have some effectiveness. Otherwise, you're talking about hazmat, you know, firefighters, military. They have actual sealable gas masks. So that's the first thing. And so when you're commenting about people in their cars wearing a mask, or people, you know, outside wearing a mask in areas where it's just them, they're not protecting themselves, you know, wearing those homemade masks or anything less than an N95 medical, you know, emergency room level mask on up to the military level gas mask and firefighter hazmat. That's the first thing. So whenever you're thinking about why you're wearing a mask, when you're wearing a mask, think about that. The second thing is there's some protection when we wear a mask if we were symptomatic or asymptomatic or had some condition that was contagious, that you can minimize the impact on others by wearing a mask. In other words, when you cough, it will catch some of the particles. Notice I say some.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to decrease to zero. So this comes down to, one, understanding the hazard, and two, it comes down to risk and values. So we take risks every day in life. And it's based on what we love, what we value, whether it's getting in a car and having the value of the freedom to be able to drive across town to get groceries or drive across town to see a loved one. We take a risk every time we get in a car. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we, you know, activities we do, even, you know, enjoyable, going on a hike, going mountain biking on kind of a rough, treacherous trail in the mountains. We take these risks because there's things that we love and enjoy. And so then when we get really basic, and you mentioned in the opener, Stacy, about just missing to seeing people's smiles.
Right.
I mean, what's the value to us of being able to see each other's faces and our smiles? What risk is worth that? And so that's the conversation we're going to have this hour, is the truth. What's the real risk? And I just gave some insights into gas masks and SEALs and wearing masks for protection, and who are we protecting and how. But then where is our risk, and how much risk are we willing to do? For example, isn't it interesting that our society was willing to risk being around each other, social distancing, for groceries?
Right.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. We got to eat. We're willing to risk for building materials, Lowe's, Home Depot, open. You know, we're willing to risk. We're willing to risk, as I look at the summer openings, swimming pools. I saw a swimming pool, Stacey, that looked no different than pre-COVID. I mean, everyone's packed in there.
Oh, boy.
There was no masks. People are having a good time. How about protests? You look at the protests with the Black Lives Matter protests, and of course, all lives matter, and you look at that and go, wow, relative risk. So we take risks for things that are important to us. How about risk for church? How about risk to be around family members? How about risk with being around our neighbors and reaching out, loving our neighbors? There's a conversation starter for truth and perspective, faith and fear.
And that really is what it's all about, is the isolating. When you talk about isolating one another, isolating from smiles, and it is interesting when I go through the store without a mask and I'm smiling away, confident and bold, and there are a few people bold back to kind of like motion, like, where's your mask, you know, and I just smile and say exempt and then just keep going about my business and just feel like, I just feel sad. I'm really sad. And then here in Oregon, as we drive around, when we were last weekend, 4th of July weekend, the sign actually said, save a life, wear a mask. And I'm thinking, okay, now that doesn't even make sense to me. These are the road signs in Oregon. And it's like reinforcing the fear in it. And I get buckle up, save a life, buckle up. I get that.
Right.
It doesn't equate in my mind. And so we're going to continue the conversation after this break, Pat. I want us to talk about the science behind it. We talked a little bit about how the masks just don't do it. But your title in the military, what is your training background?
Well, my education, my PhD is in nano-analytical chemistry, so really small things. And then my military service is as a weapons of mass destruction defense officer. So gas masks are near and dear to my heart. And I want to talk about the value of them and talk about where does it make sense to take risks out of love and out of faith and out of engagement and experience to not wear a face mask, and where does it make sense to
you? Oh, that's awesome. Well, we'll get to it here in just a minute. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday. We're having a conversation about masks. I don't know how you're doing with it, my friend. I know I'm struggling with it. I am one that likes to comply and follow the rules, but right now I'm feeling a little rebellious. How about you? We'll be talking about it when we get back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a fantastic Monday. Thanks for bringing us along. Weather today, going to be a nice day. 51 already at the KSLM studio. Going to be up to 80 degrees today. Perfect weather, whatever you're doing. Thanks for bringing us along. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And we want to be a part of the solution, right? Not just complain and shout at the darkness, but turn up the light and be a part of the solution. And I think how we can be a part of that solution and certainly influence conversations that we're having is by having the facts and being bold about it, in a sense that we're just not going to give in. And it really does make a difference. I know during the previous hour, Jeff Croft talked about what's been happening, and there's a prayer gathering going on right now. You may or may not know it, down at the Capitol. And it's 24/7 prayer and worship from the 10th through the 18th. And already we're seeing some effects of prayer, believe it or not. Prayer really does make a difference. And I was excited to hear the reports this morning about the through the weekend and some of the conversations that are happening. And it changes the atmosphere. And I think in this sense, we have so much fear going on and so much the unknown and things out of control. We here, and my hope, my heart, is to get us information that we can use so we can be influencing the culture with facts, with love and kindness. And on the air with me is Dr. Pat Castle. And he is just a gift to so many. His knowledge, his work, his sacrifice, his time. He's the founder of the Life Runners. But this morning we are talking about face masks. And Dr. Pat, my question to you is, we also see people making homemade face shields. We didn't even address that. So it's like that plastic barrier. It almost looks like a welder's cap. How effective is that?
Yeah, see, they're just not effective, and that's what we talked about in the first segment.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the science of what it takes to have a proper seal on a mask to prevent particles from, you know, reaching you, or from particles coming from your lungs reaching others, it takes a really good product. And those products, you know, I mentioned the N95 that they use in the medical communities, and one of my Air Force jobs is I commanded an Air Force clinic there at Ellsworth when you were my honorary commander, Stacy, and boy, did we do God work together.
Yes, we did. We had fun.
I remember, you know, you'd ask me what you wanted me to, you know, to what I wanted you to share with the troops, and I would say all the things that I'm not supposed to share with them. Could you please share those things? And you'd just smile.
Yes.
And anytime you would find somebody that had a prayer request, or you'd offer to pray with one of my troops, you would do it on the spot in a just bold spirit. And boy, did that bring joy that we teamed up in such a capacity to bring God to those serving in uniform. Because my goodness, we need God right now. And what is God? God is love. And what is love? Love is to serve and sacrifice. And so, you know, wearing a mask out of love for your neighbor. Are there situations where it just makes sense? Sure, you're visiting a nursing home. We're going to do everything we can because that elderly group is the highest risk factor for, you know, being impacted by COVID and having, you know, serious impact or death. And so we're going to do that. But when we're out in public or we're reaching out to neighbor, this conversation is about where's the line of the things that we love, the people, or the things that we do, to be able to smile, as you said, to see someone smile, and the value of that. When is it worth taking a risk? You know, that you love each other enough to take risks for one another to interact. That's an interesting conversation, worthy to have, because otherwise, if we were to go along these liberal lines of, like Bill Nye, you sent me that video from Bill Nye to review, Stacy. And of course, Bill Nye isn't a science guy, by the way. He's an engineer. I can't help it. I am a scientist. I'm a chemist. Bill Nye is an aeronautical engineer that poses as all things he knows about science. He knows things about engineering, obviously, but he speaks with that he's the expert in all things science, and that's just not true. That is not his training.
Here is his
so
quote.
So I always kind of get a smile.
Yes, here's his exact quote, and I was going to get your response, because I was there. We were in San Francisco together for the walk. I was there when you met him and tried to engage him, and I'm sure maybe you've had some other encounters, but this is his quote. Which I think about why people should wear a mask in public. He says, "Masks prevent particles from my respiratory system from getting into your respiratory system. Blocking the movement of air is an old trick." Nye then uses a candle to show how much air and other respiratory particles escape his mouth when it's covered by a variety of fabrics. And they and so it's laughable. Bill Nye is not a science guy in the fact
He's
that
not.
He is a, in fact, it says in this article that he has a background in comedy and writing and acting. And I mean, it's all, he's just another person in the culture who has benefited who doesn't really know, and he's not a science guy. And I think people try to put these people up there because they played scientists, right?
Yeah,
they played.
That's right.
It'd be like, you know, someone who's played a doctor, you know, coming on with this and giving medical advice. He has no right to give scientific advice, in my opinion. And so, I thought you would get a real kick out of that because
I did on two levels. So the first is that he was using basically an engineering analogy of whether he could blow a candle out, whether that homemade mask was effective. And as we talked about in that first segment, unless there's a seal, a no-kidding seal that prevents particles from escaping, and that cloth mask that we're all wearing, most of us are wearing, are not wearing a you know, plastic sealed gas mask or an N95 sealed gas mask. So most of the masks, 99.9% of them, they don't have a seal. So those particles, ironically, to what Bill Nye said, the not science guy, particles are escaping. His little candle analogy about being able to blow out a candle with the and how this fabric prevents that does not stop contagion. That does not stop the spread of little particles. So that was false. You know, what he showed was not good science.
Well, we're gonna continue the conversation after this break. Dr. Pat, I want to talk about how we can. What we can do, what responsibility things we can do. Yes, we'll get back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back. Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, 1220 on the AM dial, 104.3 on the FM, and of course, streaming online 24/7 at KSLM.news. Glad to be hanging out with you. We're here to empower, encourage, educate, and certainly get you engaged in the process. Part of the solution is having the information. And that's how we combat fear, is having the facts, because mostly fear is an emotion that God has created us with, and it's not something that we need to not pay attention to, but we can't stay there. And part of my opinion, part of the problem that we're in right now is too much going on in the emotion side of things and not enough with thought, critical thinking, and facts. And I continue to ask people, where is the charting on common sense? Because it seems like no one's keeping track of that. And on the air with me today is Dr. Pat Castle, and we're talking about masks in this whole, in a sense, in my background's in sociology and human services, and it seems like this huge social contagion. It's like everybody's doing it. And when you see signs along the road when you're driving, and they used to say, save a life, buckle up, and now they say, save a life, wear a mask. And there's a part of me that's like, you're not being truthful. You're feeding into the fear. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're like me, listeners, and I know I'm riled up this morning, and as much as I can, people are like, you get riled up, but you're still so kind about it, you know? But I do get stirred up, and I do think we need to be bold, and we need to bring fact to the situation so that we're not caught up in something, because I'm a little concerned, Dr. Pat Castle, that this is building into something else. And it's like priming the pump, and what's else is out there. And I know people are understanding that, oh man, it's spreading and it's so contagious. And I'm concerned about, you know, we hear words like herd immunity, and people are fighting against that. And we had a listener question, what harm can be done by wearing the mask? Because there's conflicting information, like people self do their little videos. Oh, my OT, I've got a health problem. My OT level's fine, with their little self test at home. You know, there's a lot of confusion, and people need to know the facts. And here you are. So help us out.
Yeah. You know, and then before we hit the harm of wearing the mask, to kind of that last segment we finished up with, you and I were critiquing that Bill Nye video where he used, you know, really some distorted science. You know, he's talking about particles. It's like the liberal media, there's some thread of truth that they grow off where the infants feel like, wow, that kind of sounds right. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, there's an agenda behind it. So when I look at that, one thing that raised a flag, the second part of that Bill Nye video, is remember, Stacey, how the red flashing lights and anger that he used about wearing masks. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, wow, talk about fear and fueling it with anger, and you're a bad person if you don't do this, and that kind of emotional response, that raised a flag for me. But if you can't just stand on truth and educate and inform people to doing the right thing, if you gotta have that sort of approach, it seems like there's something distorted there. And so that's what you and I are talking about, so that fear. So now that leads us to his last little comment, the last red flag, is where he said, you know, I can see 5 years from now, people in urban areas, it'll be customary to wear face masks. And I'm thinking, what? Because how can we for a second think that it's the right answer, that humanity for the foreseeable future, that we walk around not seeing each other's faces,
exactly,
or seeing our smiles? We know that we were created in the image of Christ. We know that we're the body of Christ. We know that we're the power, that what they say, 90% of communication is body language. Think of all the facial expression. Are you kidding me? That we're going to cut out that level of communication with one another, whether it's spreading joy or encouraging? It's just not the same with a face mask on. And so I just want to kind of give the opposite shout out and say there's no way it's the right answer to normalize face mask wearing or social distancing. That's separating. That's diabolic. And guess what? Diabolic is evil. To separate humanity, we are meant to be together. We're meant to be family and neighbors and to unite. It's the right answer. So anyone that starts talking about that this is a long-term reality for humanity, man, giant red flag.
I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Right. It's not okay. And so what we need to do, things that we can do to make sure personally that our health is where it needs to be, so our immune system, and that's what I've been focusing on. I've even had guests like, how can we eat better? What can we do to get active?
Yes,
what can we do to take that? That to me seems like the solution, right?
Without a doubt, yes.
So what do people need to do?
No different than us making decisions on looking both ways before we cross the street. You know, wearing the right shoes in a sporting event. You know, that's the right answer, is to say, okay, how can we use our God-given brains to mitigate risk? But my goodness, we're not going to take risk to zero, and we're not willing to do that. Why? Because the benefits of having some risk to be able to sacrifice and serve and love one another, guess what? It's worth it. That's why pools are open. That's why grocery stores are open. That's why, you know, Walmarts and Lowe's are open, because we go, no, we need these things. We want these things. We want to gather together. And then when you see the liberal media guilting the church into these extreme separations. You know, I was given blood yesterday at a church, and they had a screen where you gave blood where you could view the church service. And I was looking in there, Stacey, and seeing everyone was masked up, everyone was separated, little pods of four families were separated. Families. Mm. So if you had a family that was greater than four people, that means your family was broken into two little pods 10 feet apart. And I was looking at this scene, and I'm thinking, what? Like, basically, we're being forced to this kind of level to worship God, but yet we can roll to the swimming pool today and be in a giant scrum or go to a protest and not be held to these same standards. So it's just, you can see that it's just not consistent or smart. But I say, you know, if we take a thread away from our conversation, it is worth taking some risk and some sacrifice to love one another.
Yes.
You know, how about that license plate in New Hampshire? Live free or die.
I love it.
I mean, don't we want, as Americans, don't we want to be able to live free, take some risk, reasonable risk? You know, this isn't being reckless. We're just saying reasonable risk to be able to love and experience. So those are the conversations I want to lean away from Bill Nye. So now, the question from the listener about harm and wearing that mask. Well, the first one, I'll just give you a practical. When you're wearing the mask, you are breathing out CO2. So we breathe in oxygen, and we breathe out CO2. And when we're sucking our own CO2, carbon dioxide, what that will do is make you feel sleepy. Mm-hmm. It will make you, so if you're wearing that mask for a couple hours, like, wow, I feel so tired. That makes sense, because there's a barrier, a resistance to you diffusing all that CO2. So you're sucking your own CO2, carbon dioxide, back in, and that has a lethargic effect. It could even make people feel a little bit suffocating, you know, because mm-hmm. you're not getting the same amount of oxygen in, and, you know, that decreased oxygen coming in, and more carbon dioxide of your own breathing in. So there would be an effect of where people, it's not comfortable, or I don't feel as good when I'm wearing it, or I feel a little sleepy. So there's some, hey, it's not fun wearing a mask. Not to mention the harm, as we mentioned a moment ago, that people can't see your smile or, you know, experience you. There's harm. That's real harm culturally and social science-wise. There is harm in terms of how we affect each other, our behaviors, our attitudes, our temperaments. That's harm.
Right. And the our reality is, what we're not seeing is the mental health aspect of the isolation, and they're not charting that effectively, in my mind, just locally. We had a gal on who's the director of the Chamber of Commerce in Kaiser, and she mm-hmm. has had to minister an outreach to business owners who are incredibly depressed about this time, what's going right. on, and their businesses and things. And if we can't engage people, that and those of us, the emotional intelligence is a way that you can look at a person and see and take a gauge, like a temperature in a sense, where they're at by looking yes. at them in their interactions and their body language. And those of us in social science and counseling or crisis counseling and commanders of Air Force bases, and you're taught and trained on how to read people, not just what they yes. say, but their actions. And when that's taken away, let alone, you know, whoever thought, Dr. Pat, that we would go into a bank with a mask and ask for our own money, you know, and that'd be okay. I mean, there's just some humor. There's some humor in this right now too. It's like who oh, in the man. World, where is the critical thinking? Where are yeah. we at? And I think boldness and loving on people, and I understand people want to get along to go along to get along. No one wants to mm-hmm. rile up the waters and cause issues, but civil liberties are being violated all over the place in this threat of fear. Now the numbers, the media is telling us, we've had the most new cases, but it's this presumptive. It's not confirmed necessarily. There's a lot of presumptive numbers in here. Mm-hmm. The data is all over the place, and so we yeah. need to be equipped with information and facts. And I thank you for continuing the conversation with us after this break, Dr. Pat. Let's give some solutions, things that we can do to make a
Sounds
difference.
Good.
Okay, sound good? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're talking about masks and how effective they are. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. It's a great day. Celebrating the greatness of this day. Yes, we are here and we are ready for another incredible week. And, you know, we want to be encouraging to you each and every day and want to empower you with news that you can use, things that you can do throughout your day that engages conversation, not shutting people down. But one thing I think that we're really need to be aware of, not only is there a big recall effort here in Oregon of our governor, and if you're involved, in fact, I just picked up a petition. So we have one here at the studio. if you have not signed yet, but I encourage you to get involved in this process. This is something you can do as well. And there's lots of campaigns as well that need help. If you're interested in getting involved, I'd love to direct you to people that are looking for volunteers. And I want to remind our listeners that this week we've got a great week, great lineup. Tomorrow morning, Lindsey Graham, she's the owner of the Glamour Studio downtown that opened up despite the shutdown. And she'll give us an update. She'll be in studio. And then Jeff Reynolds with media, PJ Media, is going to be in the studio on Wednesday. So we're going to have a great week this week. I want to remind you that the David's Tent 24/7 prayer and worship is going on right now at the Capitol steps. Actually, it's in the lawn, kind of just across from the steps, but that'll be a fun thing. And maybe if I can get it, I might try to go down there and broadcast live one of these mornings. That would be fun adventure. And then also don't forget this coming Saturday morning at 9 a.m. is the Kicking Cancer seminar, Facing Fear and Combating Fear. And again, we're continuing on the process of making sure that we are connecting you to things that we can be a part of the solution. Hope Pregnancy Center, by the way, too, our local crisis pregnancy center, they're having a walk, kicking off a walk. It's going to be a virtual walk. You can sign up and be a part of that, or maybe you can even be a part of my team. I'd love to have you join me. HopeForSalem.org. And then currently, right now, across the nation, there's a big relay going on at which Dr. Pat Castle can give us an update. Across the nation, there are life runners and walkers standing up for life, all life. And how's that going, Pat?
Yeah, we've filled 50% of the miles. So there's 5,359 miles across America, and it makes a cross. It starts on the Golden Gate Bridge and heads towards Kansas City. It started on the Brooklyn Bridge, New York City, heading towards Kansas City, the Canadian border, the Mexican border. So they move and they converge on August 9th after 40 days of running and walking in little 5K segments, 3-mile segments. So you can walk or run, you know, skip, low crawl, whatever you want to do, move in that message, remember the unborn. And so folks go to liferunners.org, /across, or click on the relay link at the top of the page, and they order a shirt that says Remember the Unborn. They sign up for a leg, a 5K leg of the relay, and they can complete it in their own neighborhood. Half the legs are completed in neighborhoods around the world remotely, and half of those legs people travel to or live near the course, and they complete them on the course. So it really is a worldwide effort. There are life runners in over 2,500 cities across 39 nations, and we all unite for this big event, for the Across America Relay. It's happening right now, and everyone's involved between now and August 9th.
I love it. And one of the things tying kind of the life issue into this, what we're talking about, the mask and the mask shaming and all of this stuff that's going on,
when we are
educated and we know the facts about standing, why life is important, why all life is important from conception to natural death, when we are in our gear, in our toolkit, we have all of these tools. And when we come across somebody, very much like someone who's coming at us, maybe going to mask shame us, when we have information and we have documentation and we can engage them, not in a way that shuts down the conversation, but in a way that educates them and in honor and kindness, I think that's our challenge right now. And how would you recommend, I know you know how to do this on the life issue, but when we are not wanting to wear the mask for the very reason that you talked about, our own personal health, not breathing in our own stuff, how do you coach us in a sense on how to be in that situation?
You bet. So like practical thoughts. And you know, I think we start with just reminding everyone that's been hanging with us this hour conversation that these little masks that we use are not take risk to zero. They are not sealed, these homemade masks or paper masks. That's what most people are wearing. It does not take risk down to zero. It's not gonna, you know, completely protect ourselves or those around us. We know that. There's the science. So there's risk. And I think the balancing thing, Stacey, is we have to ask ourselves, you know, the liberal media says it's not loving to to put each other at risk. Mm-hmm. And we kind of philosophically, spiritually, practically said, well, wait a minute. There's a risk from the social science, from having not being able to see each other's smiles or communicate or interact. And there's risk, as you talked about, with the social science. So I would say, you know, the perspective as we move into this, these last final thoughts is that sometimes taking a risk, making a sacrifice with risk, it is loving. And you do it out of love. So that kind of pushes back on that narrative. And so also we need to just ask ourselves right now, what's essential? And if we're going to the Lowe's, if we're going to the grocery store, if we're going to the swimming pool, but we're not going to church because of COVID reasons, just do a little gut check.
Right.
And practically say, I need to get to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't let COVID separation and mask wearing keep me from places like the essential place like church or your family. And then the last thing is to think about just the conflicts and the life issue that we've called abortion facilities essential. Are you kidding me? It's essential to be, you know, slaughtering babies in the womb and hurting mothers. And then when I stand every Friday morning outside of Carhartt's abortion facility and think of just the irony of those escorts wearing masks, Casey. So they have their masks on. And I'm thinking, wow, you're wearing a mask, giving the perception that you actually care while you're escorting a mother in to abort her child, the worst day of her life, and hurting her. I mean, what a big deception lie. And so if we must wear a mask, let me finish with this practical thought, Stacey.
Sure.
Let's make it a good mask. So folks can go to lifefinders.org and make it /gear, and you can order a mask that says Remember the Unborn. So you can walk around in the grocery store, around the bar, wherever, you know, those, yeah, we need a mask on. Put that mask on. So witness. If we must wear a mask, let's make the most of it. And let's help change hearts and minds and make our culture better. Make America as intended by our founding fathers. And that is a bold place of faith and love. And we are falling short of it right now with this COVID.
We need to turn up. We need to turn up the light. I have had this running thing that if we all wore Trump 2020 mask, if that was our choice,
yeah,
and we all did, or the unborn mask, they would make the mask not required anymore, right?
That's it.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for the great information today. Have a blessed day, Dr. Pat.
I love you.
Take care, my friend. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday. News that you can use, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Whatever you're doing today, have a blessed day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you too are an overcomer.